WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history country all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call was how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Israel-Hamas war will take a new turn as a short-term ceasefire agreement goes into effect soon. More hostages are expected to be released starting tomorrow. CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House with the latest.
The temporary ceasefire was delayed a day while negotiators ironed out details. At least 50 hostages taken into captivity when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th are expected to be freed in stages in exchange for around 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and teens.
A Qatari foreign ministry spokesman says increased aid for Palestinians will start to enter Gaza as soon as possible. Thousands of spectators gathered for Philadelphia's 104th Thanksgiving Day Parade, the oldest in the country. KYW's Tim Jimenez was there.
It wasn't as cold like it was in years past, but it was a breezy morning, so people were bundled up, many of them with their turkey hats on. Parade goers were sipping on hot cocoa or coffee as the balloons and marching bands passed them by. Kristen Annucci and her husband and young kids were close to the start at 20th and JFK, and she said she savored all these moments.
Being with family and making new memories every year. And when we see Santa, then we know, like, it's official. The holidays are here.
Businesses in Santa Barbara, California are preparing for a Black Friday rush. Christopher Wood works at a business that offers a little rest in between store hopping. It's a barbershop.
We'll be open on Black Friday, and I know that we expect to be busy, and I know that we can accommodate all the shoppers that are out there.
The top elected official in one of the largest cities in the U.S. is denying allegations outlined in a civil suit that claims he sexually assaulted a woman in the early 1990s. CBS's Nancy Cordes with details.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is fighting off an accusation of sexual assault going back 30 years. An unidentified woman filed the $5 million lawsuit on Wednesday under the Adult Survivors Act. Adams was a New York City police officer at the time.
CBS's Jim Krasula with the latest report on human-caused climate change.
The oil and gas industry, one of the major producers of planet-warming gases, will need a rapid and substantial overhaul for the world to avoid even worse extreme weather events fueled by human-caused climate change. That's according to a new report from the International Energy Agency. It concluded that the burning of fossil fuels will need to drop by 60% to give the world a fighting chance to meet its climate goals.
Digging to rescue 41 workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India is delayed due to a problem with the drilling machine's platform. The workers have been trapped for nearly 2 weeks. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled taxes...
One of our relatives.
Well, the more you know. I mean, we have some really cool relatives, don't we, Dega?
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, yeah, I know probably I want to do something a little bit different this year. I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I would like to go. I'm a big hiker. I like the trails around here, my county trails or state parks. I would really like to go, I don't even know if it's allowed, but can we smudge the land? Can we smudge a trail? Can we walk and do something like that? Because, you know, I think it's not only us that has been affected by colonialism and all of this, but also the nature and our plants. And I think they feel it too, honestly. And I would just like to give back to them and heal them a little bit and let them know we're still here with them.
Smudging and dropping tobacco are really, really good things. Remember Ho-Chunk with the flat cedar. Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's be a great thing to do, to honor the land, honor, you know, what we take from the land, I think is always important to do as well. So anything we can do as far as that goes is always a good thing.
Yes, I would love to incorporate some music too. I think just really incorporating yourself and your family and the culture and not just thinking about the pain and the trauma that comes with it during these specific holidays, but also thinking about our wins and how we are thriving now and how we can overcome the generational trauma and bring back the generational healing. And Native American Heritage Day, so a great day to be with family and relatives.
Yeah, before we get going, Kevin, I'd really love you to be able to tell our audience how they can read read what you are the editor of and how people can get in touch with you and check it out.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. I work for ICT News, formerly Indian Country Today. The website is ictnews.org. And if you'd like to find my work, you can just search my name, Kevin Aberesk. I actually just wrote a story this week about the need to move beyond land acknowledgements and include a number of ways that people can help out Native people, give back to the communities that their ancestors took so much from. So, thank you.
Yeah, and we agree. We joke around a lot that the land acknowledgement is not for us. We know whose land it is. It's for our white allies and people out there. And then there's more to it that people can do, like you said earlier in the first segment, that we could possibly give us some land back, you know, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Well, Haley, do you got any more questions for Kevin? Because I know he's a plethora of a lot of information here.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, I think I was reading something off ICT News, or maybe it was you guys, but the gerrymandering in North Dakota. Did you see the different, the relocation of the territories for voting, for voters?
I know just a brief bit about that, but not enough to really speak in depth about it. I apologize.
Well, that's no problem. We feel bad though, because our friend Ruth Buffalo got gerrymandered right out of her seat, but she's still doing great work and stopping by Native Roots Radio every once in a while and giving us an update on what she's doing. But it was sad to see that happen. But now I don't know, Haley, what the courts can do. Now the election's over and slapping people on the hands or changing back the original boundaries. I don't, what did the article say? Do you know?
You know, it just said, and sorry, this was from the Native American Rights Fund. This was an article from November 17th. The title was "Victory: Court Blocks North Dakota Voting Map That Discriminated Against Native Voters." So a federal judge ruled that North Dakota's legislative maps discriminated against Native voters by denying them an equal voice in our democracy. The ruling comes after the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, a Spirit Lake tribe, and individual Native voters challenged the maps under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act for illegally diluting the Native vote. So, I mean, yeah, if you look at the election results in North Dakota, I think that is very clearly visible.
Great.
Yeah, it, Kevin, it's just, we're not surprised. Our neighbors, Wisconsin, are gerrymandered unbelievably. We just got to keep on bringing up this news and the great job that your organization and prior organization do about keeping us updated. We really want to give a big shout out and an appreciation of the work you've been doing for years and years and years.
No, I appreciate that, really. Just briefly, though, I'd say that, you know, gerrymandering affects us, too, here in Nebraska. The Winnebago tribe itself was redistricted out of what was once a pretty heavily Democratic district where they had a lot of weight, a lot of pull, and moved into a largely conservative district where, you know, their votes are just kind of being lost. So, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much. And Haley, great job as always. Really appreciate you guys. Kevin Abarask, Deputy Manager Editor of ICT News, stopping in. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a great long weekend. Ho-wa.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back, Haley, right after this short break.
Yes, stay with us. Up next, we are back, and we're excited to welcome back Nancy Beaulieu of Leech Lake.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A four-day ceasefire and hostage deal is only hours away, with 13 in the first group to be released by Hamas tomorrow. Ele David's brother is being held by the militants.
It's a nightmare to wait. We already waited 48 days, and we are going to keep waiting. And we don't know how much.
Members of the military stationed overseas send Thanksgiving wishes to family and friends in the U.S. This Army captain is deployed to South Korea.
This is Captain Thomas Barlow of Charlie Company, 52nd BEB from South Lyon, Michigan. I want to wish a happy holidays to my wife, Paula, my mother, father, and sister. Go Blue and go Lions.
Residents of Livingston, Kentucky were told today that they could return to their home after yesterday's train derailment and resulting chemical spill and fire that has now been put out. Joe McCann is with rail operator CSX.
I think from CSX's standpoint right now, though, we're successfully mitigating the incident, and we're safely mitigating the incident, and that's the key.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Schock says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine's back tomorrow, but cold again, high near 30. Low 30s with clouds on Saturday, couple of flurries, breezy, and mid-30s Sunday. The wind at times gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. Staying cold next week. Currently 21 degrees.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Check them out at juststevesbeanfactory.com.
Hey, we love Just Steve's. I love that Steve's blend, too. It's awesome. Hey, we are here with Nancy Bolio, and who we like to call our water protector relative here. And it's really great to see you. I got to just grab the applause here, Nancy, and put it on there. It's been a while. It's great to see you. You're looking good. Thank you so much for coming on. And how the heck are you?
Well, Robert, I'm doing just great. I was kind of thinking this was an opportunity to show off my new shirt to you.
Oh, and you know how I am with shirts.
Yeah. The boy heart, and it even has a little logo here of my tribe, Leech Lake. So all of our listeners tuning in tonight, I'm Nancy Bolio, formerly of Minnesota 350, and I'm really excited to announce that I'm a co-founder of a new org we just recently started, and we have our 501c status, we have our EIN, we have all the administrative work done, and what we're working on right now is creating our website and our opening up our bank account. And I also want to give a shout out to Indian Collective for giving us our first grant. And the name of our org is, and forgive me if I slaughtered a little bit, I'm learning how to speak, but I can only get better, right?
Right.
Indazi Onji Anishinaabe We Young, and it stands, or actually translates to, where the Anishinaabe go to be themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that's really critical as we how we need to present ourselves and how we need to live in a way that was meant for us. And I think, you know, where the Anishinaabe go to be themselves is simply just being Anishinaabe in a sugar bush and having that right to be there, that right to exist. So moving into Thanksgiving, I want people to really, you know, mindset. We need to re-indigenize. You know, I hear the word colonialism so much, and it's like, let's not bring ourselves there too much. We want to revisit who we are, move past land acknowledgments to reassert who we are and claim space and protect our culture and our way of being.
Absolutely. And it's great to see you. You look great, sound great. And we've missed you here on Native Roots Radio, and it's great because we're treaty people, and I know your work on treaty these past few years are really still needed up there, and still you are still working on it, so it's great to have you back.
Right. And you know what, Robert, we really never went anywhere. Just kind of, you know.
Oh, from my show, I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm really excited to be here. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And again, you know, part of the work that we do is for, you know, the treaty, the 1855, most importantly, I'll speak to right now, is that not once during any treaty signing did we ever surrender our right to hunt, fish, gather, and occupy in ceded territory. So take, for example, the sugar bush they wanted to cut down. We went down, we did a sugar bush, and DNR was wondering if we were there to protest and get a citation. I was like, no, we're just being Anishinaabe in a sugar bush, and that isn't a crime at all. So what we need to do, again, is just find the strength and the courage to go out into these places and bring your family, your community, and reclaim those spaces, you know, in a good way. And do sugar bush, do Manomin camps, whatever it be, you know, collecting medicine, collecting berries, and hold space. And so a big part of our new org is to continue the work that we do, asserting our treaties and ceded territory, and protecting our natural resources. And right now, we know here in the state of Minnesota, our Manomin is under a threat right now, and because of climate change. And you know, that Manomin is so important to us. It's a part of who we are. It's in our DNA, and it's our first food and our last food that we'll eat, you know, as we enter this world and as we journey. So again, I think the work that we do is only a testament of how resilient we are. And we want to inspire other people to show up and do the good things, you know. And I think the biggest part about, you know, being in this movement and being present is learning our way, you know, those teachings as well. Because, you know, coming home from Standing Rock, I was just a res girl, didn't know hardly anything, you know, in regards to our culture. And I think it helped bring me back to my roots and understand, you know, those teachings and why they're important to us. So a big thing is, you know, that community and individual responsibility. How do we show up? You know, how do we walk with good hearts and how we show up with good intentions? And so in our new org, we have a community agreement, and that community agreement really protects everybody that's in that space, and it creates a place where we feel heard, respected, you know, and having difficult conversation when things aren't going so well, because again, we're stronger together. And Robert, I've said this many times, when we stand together, we don't stand alone. So I think working on that community agreement, learning from the past and what we can do better, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. And we really appreciate the hard work, Nancy, that you've been doing. And it's so needed. And I'm glad you're still doing it. And I know we've missed you here on Native Roots Radio. So we're really, Haley, really happy to have Nancy back.
Yes, I know. Well, I was just thinking too, it's so good to see your face. If anyone's watching our stream here on Facebook or YouTube, yeah, come say hi, come message, come comment on here. It's great to see Nancy. I know we have a lot of really great guests, but I always love when we have a great guest who's on that is female. So I always love chatting with you, Nancy, in our conversations. Just kind of touching on Thanksgiving too, and getting back to the good things and doing things in a good way. Are there any other traditions that you have maybe changed or maybe made more personal to our culture around Thanksgiving? What are some traditions that you like to do on this holiday?
Actually, I kind of ditched the holiday completely and kind of just going to spend a day beating and reflecting on what I can do to be better at, you know, showing up and building that awareness. Because again, you know, part of our vision is to have community education and awareness in our relationship with our inherent rights and treaties. So I guess, you know, Thanksgiving is just another day to me, but each and every day I have to wake up and be proud that I'm Indigenous, because every day, you know, we do. And I think recognizing the wrongs of this country and trying to figure out what we can do better collectively is a big part of what we do in our space. So we like to empower our communities through education and relationships, and trying to find a way to balance our culture in today's world by utilizing traditional and cultural approaches. So we want to get better at doing this every day, not just on a particular, you know, time of the year, or, you know, during fall harvest or winter solstice, those kind of things. We want to do this every day, because I think, you know, we only get more educated, and we all know that knowledge is power. And I think it's really important that our people understand that the people are the power, that sovereignty is inherent collectively. It's our power. And we have to remind the United States that they have that ongoing in perpetuity obligation to honor those treaties. And again, we're going to keep showing up, not just on the front lines. We're going to be in the political arena. I am the director and outreach officer for the DFL organizing unit here in northern Minnesota. And Robert, what was interesting about that interview was they asked me if I identify as DFL, and I said, no, I identify as Anishinaabe, and I'm here because treaties are nonpartisan, and we're going to spoon feed you all on how to be good treaty people. So I think showing up and holding spaces and in most places where people don't feel comfortable is the best place to be.
Absolutely, Nancy. Haley, we are so happy to have Nancy back on with the, it's always been really great energy, Haley and Nancy, right?
Yeah, I always learned so much from Nancy too, you know, kind of just growing up with in a family who's carried on maybe the trauma of things and not really the healing traditional stuff. I feel like I just learned so much from you, Nancy. And for some of our listeners, can you just briefly kind of remind them maybe what sugar bushing is?
Well, it's when we come together as a community in this early spring, and we actually set up a camp, and it's a time where we be thankful to the Creator for these gifts that are out there for us. And during that time, I think what's most important, you know, in my experience at Sugarbush, is the sense of community, the sense of healing, you know, and I think that's really important. And a lot of people just look at the end product, the syrup, right? But it's everything, all the love and all the energy and all the sweat that go into that. And I think, you know, when we come into these spaces, it's not just the goal to get syrup. It's to build community and remind ourselves that we are a resilient people, and we're going to continue to exist and protect our natural resources. So we're actually already talking about getting ourselves prepared for sugar bush. It's only 4 months away, and it's going to come fast. Yeah. So when we get the website up, we're going to have links for you guys to come find us. And we're really excited about getting our website launched and calling on our relatives and our allies to continue to hold space with us and on the front line, in a sugar bush, at a voting poll, Robert, because voting still matters.
Absolutely. And wow, we have less than a year for our presidential election coming up, and then we just had an election. We just got to keep pushing forward and not listen to these polls. The polls are always wrong because, Nancy, they're not interviewing somebody like Haley, who's a Gen Z, who doesn't have a landline and pick up and tell who they're going to vote. It's ridiculous, and we just got to move forward. And you did that great work of Rock the Vote Native style, and you guys got 9,000 people registered up in all the tribes up there. That was huge in a couple cycles ago, and just the great work and keeping those things in the forefront.
Right. And I want people to understand that we were a diplomatic people before these Europeans showed up, and they actually adopted our way of doing a quote unquote government, even though we referred to it as clan system. But again, if you don't play, you know, we're going to lose, and we're going to show up in numbers and vote and protect who we are and continue to build healthy relationships with our elected officials and our relatives who are holding office. So again, show up and remember, your vote is your voice, and collectively we can win. And that's what I thrive for moving into 2024. And Robert, really quick, I know I'm running out of time. We are going to have a table at the state convention next year, a treaty delegation, and Native Roots Radio is invited.
Hey, why don't you stick on for just a little bit longer and howl with us on the next segment, Nancy?
Sure.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and Haley and I will be right back with Nancy Bolio. Ho-wa! Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Oh, I heard you, Nancy. That's right on. Hey, we're with Nancy Bolio, one of my favorite water protectors of all time and climate hero. Thank you so much for stopping in with Haley and us. And we only have another day before Thanksgiving is coming up. And so we've been talking about how we're spending it, and you know, Wendy and I are just going to be low key and have some vegan turkey and take it from there, and just enjoy each other and not do too many things.
Right, kind of here too, Robert. And I think, you know, it's going to take some practice and, you know, getting our people to understand why re-indigenizing is important. And, you know, for those of our relatives celebrating Thanksgiving, you know, I don't think of them any less. And
right.
I just hope that someday, you know, they catch on like, you know, some of us already have. And, you know, so I'm not here to shame anybody for that, but I'm going to spend a day making some beautiful art and, you know, kind of that's, you know, art is therapy too. And it's really a form of self-expression for me. And it keeps me out of the, you know, the casino for the most part.
Well, you got to play to win. You know, you got to remember that. You got to play to win.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, just before the show started, WCCO was made an announcement, and I didn't get to catch it all, but tomorrow at 7 o'clock, there's a segment on protecting our water and the Monoman, and it's going to talk about what tribes and what groups, what they're doing to protect that. And I put that on my calendar, Robert. I really want to pay attention to that, because these, again, could be allies. We could reach out to them and build on it. And that's why these kind of things are shared with our public, is to build that awareness. And this is a good way to learn the state of our water here in Minnesota and what is being done to protect the Monoman. Because again, the Monoman is actually one of the first indicators of how the environment is doing. So it kind of foretells the health of the surroundings, and it also sustains our relationship with the creator.
Absolutely.
And just for our listeners too, when Nancy refers to Monoman, that is our wild rice.
Yes. And we love our wild rice. We're excited, you know, for the upcoming year. I think there's going to be a lot of good things happening, a lot of things, Nancy, that you've been building on as an organizer all these years, and you're so well known across Turtle Island. So I'm excited to see what brings forth in your work. And yeah, we're excited to have you back on Native Roots Radio. I know a lot of people love listening to you, and I know we do.
Oh, you know, it's a good feeling to be here, Robert. And I have to say, what's really, really key to our work, it's like, you know, that individual and community responsibility, walking with a good heart, showing up with good intentions, and holding each other accountable. And I think that's key to building healthy relationships along many fronts, you know, not just with our relatives, but with our neighbors, with our elected officials, people that are running for office, our sheriffs, our elected officials on the local, state, and federal level. And I think, you know, again, it's about building that awareness and showing up in peace as the treaties intended. So again, you know, looking back at Camp Firelight on the Line 3 easement here in northern Minnesota, that was a perfect example of how we collectively with our allies held space and honored our treaties. And through our time there, Robert, those 8 days, we actually educated the sheriff of Clearwater County, Darren Halverson, and he was actually on our side. And so now our sheriff in Beltrami County has talked with Clearwater County, and he says, I know you guys are good people, because Darren Halverson says nothing but good things about you guys. And so again, we hope to inspire people, because asserting treaties is not a crime, it's a crime to deny them. And that's what we need to keep having conversations about, and that'll actually help us move past land acknowledgments if we honored those treaties.
Yeah, you know, I like what you say in the past, too, is the treaties are not just for natives or for everybody.
Right. Again, you know, I can't stress it enough. We are all treaty people. Their ancestors signed them with our ancestors. And again, back to that thing about the horse in your first segment today, you know, mm-hmm. Well, I didn't do it. It was my grandpa. Well, if your grandpa taught you the right lessons in life, you're going to understand that taking something is not okay. And you can ask for forgiveness and you can do right by giving it back, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have to remind our allies that if they are still benefiting from those treaties, they still have that obligation that their grandparents had. And it doesn't go away because treaties aren't artifacts. They're breathing or living, breathing documents that still exist. And that's why we work so hard to do what we do here in Northern Minnesota, because we want to remind people that we can live in peace and we can create a future where we can all thrive. And we could do that out of mutual respect and self-determination for the tribal nations and our sovereignty as individuals. It's got to count for something. So again, we're going to show up, especially in the political world, and remind them, Robert, that we're still here.
Right. And I think with the way education has been about us natives in particular over the last almost 500 years, it's good that you are out there speaking your truth. And it's good because our white allies out there need to listen to this and hear this too. And they're always excited to learn and come in a good way. So bravo to you and all the work you've done, Nancy. And before we let you go, let our people, because we're all over the country here, let our people know kind of where you're located compared to the Twin Cities.
Oh, I'm a good 4 hours away. Is that how West Natives?
By the Crow.
Well, I am Leech Lake in northern Minnesota, and I'm a good 4 hour drive from the city, and I am actually close to the Red Lake Nation and the White Earth Nation. So here in our territory, we like to get together and cause good trouble, Robert.
Yes, good trouble. That's right. Hey, Nancy, your new organization, is there a Facebook or anything people can join and listen yet?
That'll be probably in the next 2 weeks, Robert. So, and then when we do have that ready, we're going to actually ask for financial support because we need a little help, moving along. But we have one small grant to help deal with Talon Mining at Sandy Lake Reservation. And then I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to need some help, you know, to continue the work that we do. But regardless, with or without that money, Robert, we're still going to keep fighting the good fight, and that's who we are, and that's all that matters, really.
Wow. Well, Nancy, I just want to say a big peeny geegee. Thank you so much for coming on, and it's great seeing you again. And till we meet again. Oh wow.
Oh wow. There you go.
All right. Take it easy. Wow, that was Nancy Bolio, she's our water protector from up north, and what a great segment, Haley. What a great way to have her back and tell us what's going on. New organization, same issues. We'll be having updates again from Nancy, and in a good way.
Yes, I know. And there's stuff kicking off, too, with Line 3 that, you know, we got to keep a close eye on and pay attention to that. So, yeah, we're very excited to have Nancy back.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so we got a show tomorrow, and then we're going to take the weekend off, but we're going to have, some playbacks, and people at our home can still listen to us. And you can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, all those. And if you want to see what we look like, we're on YouTube, Facebook Live. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.